one of the things that the library is really good about is having content for everybody. And I think when you look at building a strong community, having those things that really speak to the different pockets of people that you have so they feel like they're welcomed and encouraged to stay.
The Hayes Public Library and the Hayes Chamber of Commerce are teaming up for a discussion around 13 ways to kill your community. President and CEO of the Hayes Chamber, Sarah Wassinger, along with Hayes Public Library Director Brandon Hines, stopped by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Interestingly enough, we talked a little bit ago about the first leadership book club discussion, and that was going to be When Everyone Leads, the Toughest Challenges Are Seen and Solved. And a shout out to Dallas and Daisha Hazelhorse, because they're like, when are you guys going to do another one of these? We didn't get to come because of our schedules, but would you be taking suggestions for other book ideas? And Brandon and I were like, sure.
And when Dallas brought that title up, within the last week, I was sitting on my desk. I had two people recommend that book. So it was 13 Ways is what we went with.
And I had ironically just purchased that book when I was at Institute for Organization Management, because I was like, I've heard about that. And I knew the author of the book had actually been in Hayes this last year.
Yeah, I think there was a Hanson Foundation event, and Sarah Meitner with the Heartland Community Foundation was talking about it, and she also donated two copies of the book. So the book is 13 Ways to Kill Your Community by Doug Griffiths, and it's the second edition. And that's very important because he, I think the first edition came out in 2010, and the second edition is like 6 or 7 years later. And he plays off a lot of those conversations that he had with communities after writing the first book. So it is important that you get the second edition. So
yes. And I heard from Doug Williams and Sandy Jacobs, who had the opportunity to visit with him after that session, that he actually shared that he thought Ellis County had quite a bit going for it. But, you know, there's always opportunities for improvement. And so this is just kind of a nice organic way to have a natural conversation. As we did in the last time, we'll break it down in a couple of segments, and I'll let Brandon kind of cover which chapters we'll highlight each week.
Sure. Yeah, it's a 13-chapter book, and we're actually going to spread that out over five sessions. So five sessions on Tuesday mornings at 8 o'clock, beginning September 12th. And I don't know if I'll go over each individual one, but the very first chapter is Don't Have Quality or Quantity of Water. That's a surefire way to kill your community. And I think that's something here in Hayes we talk about.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's come up once or twice on the show in the last week or so.
Yeah.
God bless Toby and all the folks at the city of Hayes for working diligently to address that one.
What a battle that has been. Oh. No matter what side you land on, they have all kind of been working on that forever.
He has the patience of steel, I would say, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely a long-term important issue. And then the other two that we're going to talk about on the 12th, don't attract business and don't engage youth. And when they talk about engaging youth, what they're really talking about is engaging younger families, younger professionals as they move into town. He talks about board memberships, and a lot of time you don't see anybody on a board that's under 40, 50 years old in some communities, and the negativity of that and how that turns young folks off when they're not engaged with these decisions. So September 12th is our first discussion, and then I think we're going 5 weeks in a row. So the 18th, the 26th, the 3rd, and the 10th. Now, the cool thing about this is they're small bites. 36 pages is the first three combined chapters, and there are some even shorter sections. So if you're not a big reader, don't avoid this conversation. This conversation is for anybody who cares about their community and wants to look at some of our challenges and make a difference. So you know what? If you didn't read the book, we might even let you still eat breakfast that morning. So.
Absolutely. Well, I think the important thing is, breaking it down into those smaller segments. We, during the last discussion, actually ran out of time because there was so much diversity of thought, but different ideas surrounding that book and just, the experiences that each person brings with them and their vantage point is so important, because one of the things that the library is really good about is having content for everybody. And I think when you look at building a strong community, having those things that really speak to the different pockets of people that you have so they feel like they're welcomed and encouraged to stay. Brandon brings up the youth aspect of things. When you don't talk to youth to see what things are important to them, it's very easy for them to want to locate somewhere else. And if you talk about unemployment and workforce being such a struggle, we need to be embracing those things and finding ways to keep them grounded here in Hays. Not grounded in a bad term, but like anchored into Hays in Ellis County.
And this is going to be hosted in our the Schmidt Community Commons, which is the front area that we opened up 2 years ago at the front of the library. And this topic and these discussions just in general just really fit what we were after when we envisioned this area. It's just a highly engaging place, and I mean, it's for everybody. We grab tables and move them from wherever, and if we need five more, we go grab them from another area and just make a big circle and start talking. And it is going to be at 8 o'clock in the morning, so the library will be closed at that time, but we'll have the front doors open for that. We'll open them up for the first 5 or 10 minutes. If you're 20 minutes late, just knock on the window out front. We'll see you and let you in.
This is open to anybody. So regardless of what your background is, we would encourage attendance from anybody, whether you're a Fort Hays student, a business professional, even a retired person. You know, we want the whole gamut of representation from our community to be present.
Yeah, and we do have two copies currently available. I just saw them at the library. There is not a digital copy available.
Oh, so I apologize.
We were trying to make that happen, and we just can't. I confirmed this morning with our collections manager. I was like, we don't have that. We can't get it, right? And she said, no, I can't get my hands on it through our platform. There might be a copy out there on Amazon, but nothing that we can share. But, yeah, it's I think it's like $18 on Amazon as well. Most of the time in these discussions, what I've found is most people want their own book. They want to mark it up. They want to keep that book and reference it. But we do have a couple copies available at the library.
Excellent. Well, again, let's share that information that's kicking off with the first one. When is it again?
September 12th. And then we'll conclude October 10th. So every Tuesday for 5 consecutive weeks.
And Brandon, if they want to, if they, you know, don't have a pen in front of them, is that on the website?
Yes, on our big slider. It's like the second one right now.
And we also have information on our events calendar at hayeschamber.com. And, you know, if you want to register for the event, I think we did put registration on there. And that's just to give us an idea for headcount for food and drink and things of that nature. But we want to make sure that everybody feels comfortable. So I think you're all, can they bring in their own beverage?
Oh, absolutely. Like to? Yep.
Okay. Very good.
Love it. Yeah, an important topic, a great book, and I'm sure those are going to be great discussions. But Sarah, before we run out of time, I'm looking at your guys' calendar over there at the Chamber. You got a busy week coming up, don't you?
We do. And we truly appreciate embracing all of our business community. Our weekly events will kick off tomorrow, August 22nd at 4 p.m. at the Welcome Center. Our Child Care Task Force of Ellis County will meet. And then August 23rd, our Hays Young Professionals Leadership Development Committee will meet at noon at Paisley Pear Wine Bar or Wine Bar Bistro and Market. And that same day, we'll have a ribbon cutting to celebrate the renovation project that Heartland Dermatology has been doing for quite some time. And that'll be at 4 p.m., of course, at their location. And then August 24th, we'll have a catching up event with Midwest Energy. That'll be at 10 a.m. And I know that they want to talk about some of their rating structures and how things will look for next year. And a friendly note on that one, because of their security, you'll need to check in at the front office when you go there. And then August 25th, our chamber chat will be with Brandon and his friends at the Hays Public Library to showcase their upcoming foundation wine and cheese fundraiser. And then we'll conclude this week's events on Friday at noon with our August membership lunch. This will be at Rose Garden Banquet Hall and Catering. It is sponsored by our friends here at Eagle Radio.
Yay,
and
go
our,
Eagle.
Yay! And our guest speaker will be Erica Burgess. She is the director of the United Way of Ellis County. And of course, this is their annual campaign kickoff. So such a big way to improve our community, speaking of community improvement. And then last but not least, just a preview into next week, August 29th will be our 35th annual education appreciation. And that'll be at 5 p.m. at Rose Garden Banquet Hall and Catering. We know our administrators at all of the schools have been working to collect RSVPs. So if you haven't already, get in touch with them so we can make sure we have enough food for everybody.
Yeah, go be celebrated. If you're an educator, of course, if you're an educator right now, you're probably in the midst of class and not listening to the show.
Sure.
But if you know any educators, get that word out. Go out and celebrate them. Before we go, though, Sarah, we also want to mention this, right? You've got another new member.
We do. Hays Med Foundation just signed up last week.
Fantastic.
So we want to welcome them aboard and look forward to working with them throughout everything that they're accomplishing for Hays Med.
Excellent news. It goes to show it's more than just business.
Absolutely. Nonprofit organizations, businesses, schools, government entities, it takes us all working together to have a positive impact, and we're so glad to be a part of it all.